I love Tuesdays because it's always a time where we can find out great books that are coming out, that are out, that will be out, that should be on our radar. We go to our independent bookstores throughout our region. Every week we have a different one. This week we're lucky enough to have Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs and Manchester Center, Vermont, represented this morning by Chris Linnendahl of Northshire Saratoga. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Very nice to have you on the program. Always a pleasure. Where would you like to begin, sir?
I'm going to start with a couple music books.
Oh, good.
In addition to being a bookseller at the store, I also buy the vinyl selection that we have.
That's a good vinyl selection.
Thank you. We have a nicely curated, if I say so myself, vinyl selection.
Give yourself credit. That's
thank
good.
Thank you. Thank you. So I picked two music books. I have three music books. I had actually just finished the best-selling Johnny Cash biography that came out a couple years ago. It's not on my list because I just finished it.
Oh, okay.
It's by Robert Hilburn.
Yep.
And it's Johnny Cash's whole life story from growing up poor to, you know, his pill addiction in the 60s and 70s, his kind of fall in the 80s, all the way up to, like, Rick Rubin kind of resuscitating his career in the 90s with the American recordings.
Wow.
It's a nice, thick, you know, 500-600 pages.
Good music.
Incredibly well-researched. The guy who wrote it was there at the San Quentin prison, so he's been following Johnny Cash for a long time.
Excellent.
The other two kind of go together. I picked the Wilcopedia by Daniel Cook Johnson and the Jeff Tweedy memoir, Let's Go So We Can Get Back. Jeff Tweedy is the lead singer of Wilco. The Wilcopedia, I'll start with, is kind of the first sort of scholarly look into Wilco's music. The author says that he wants to put them on the same plane of like David Bowie or the Beatles or Bob Dylan, who have all these books written about their songs and their albums. But there really hasn't been anything about Wilco. So it goes album by album, song by song. You get a couple pages of introduction, and then you get every song on each album broken down, who played on it, who recorded it, what it's about, lyrical themes and such. Absolutely a must-own for Wilco fans.
Did you know, and I only bring this up because some people in the audience may not know, but that Wilco does our theme song.
I did not know that.
So our theme song that we've used, I don't know, last 8-9 years, mm-hmm. we went to Wilco and Wilco's management and said, we'd like a theme. What do you got? And they came back with a remix version of the Pye Holden Suite.
Mm-hmm.
And it is that is our theme song.
That's amazing.
And they got it down to a minute.
Nice.
And it's great. I'm sure that's not in the in the Wilcopedia.
I wonder if that
It is cool.
It is very cool.
It is cool. But it's a great that's a great resource.
Yeah. And you know, Jeff Tweedy's memoir is incredibly insightful. He's been through he was in Uncle Tupelo before Wilco.
Yep.
They kind of exploded. They kind of created alternative country. And then, you know, Wilco's kind of gone through quite a few lineup changes, a lot of explosive personalities in the band, some drug addictions, some, you know, personal conflicts. And it's a great music memoir. It's you know, covers his whole life, and it's incredibly personal. It's got some of his poems and stories about his family and such in it as well.
Very insightful, very thoughtful guy.
Yes. You know, he's one of the great American rock stars that probably does not get his due.
Let's Go So We Can Get Back by Jeff Tweedy. And Daniel Cook Johnson is the author of Wilcopedia.
That's right. Next, I'm going to go into a history book called Nuking the Moon by Vince Houghton. He is he's employed by the Spy Museum in Washington, D.C.,
oh,
I believe
yeah,
it is.
They're very good, yeah.
So this is small essays, you know, 10, 15 pages each, giving the background on failed government plots, plans, science experiments gone wrong, mostly during the Cold War. And the title, Nuking the Moon, is, of course, a failed show of force in which they recruited Carl Sagan to see if nuking the moon would be a something you could see from Earth to kind of show the Russians that, you know, Americans weren't messing around in the space race.
All right. It's called Nuking the Moon, mm-hmm. by Vince Houghton.
Next is another kind of quirky nonfiction book. This is called Will My Cat Eat My Eyeballs by Caitlin Dowdy. She does a YouTube series that's very popular. She's done a couple memoirs, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes and such. She's a licensed mortician. She owns a funeral home. And she answers very candidly and very bluntly questions people might have about death and the practical, you know, what happens to a body after they die. You know, can I, in this book is questions that have been posed by children and young readers, because she says, you know, she's kind of got the best questions from those sort of kids say the darndest things moments.
Yes.
So the question, will my cat eat my eyeballs? Eventually, they'll go for the lips first and the nose. But if you die and your cat's the only one around, they may indeed eat your eyeballs.
Oh, my cat eat. It was a kid's book. Wasn't there like the cat who ate my pajamas or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I don't.
This is different.
The pajamas are after the eyeballs.
Yeah. work their way through the buffet. Will my cat eat my eyeballs by Caitlin Dowdy? All right.
I'll finish up with two fiction books. I don't read a lot of fiction, but I do have a few authors I enjoy quite a lot. One of them is Murakami. His newest book, Killing Commendatore, came out in paperback recently. It is a retelling of The Great Gatsby, although I guess I'm not as incisive insightful a reader that I picked up on that unless the jacket explicitly told me.
Yeah, sometimes I think they do that on purpose, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's just a, like, yeah.
So,
why don't you make that connection?
You know, it deals with, a painter retreats to the woods. He's kind of looking to get his mojo back. He finds a haunted painting in the attic. And if you've read Murakami stuff, you know, he gets kind of surreal.
Yeah.
Kind of alternative dimension sort of stuff happening in his titles. This one has a lot of realism in it, but it also does have a huge section of incredibly surreal sort of adventures through alternative dimensions and such like that, all framed within this Great Gatsby plotline.
It is called Killing. What is it?
Commendatore is what I would go with.
Commendatore. Okay.
Don't
excellent.
Quote me.
All right. I won't. And then what else we got?
My final selection is a book that will be coming out in the spring. I just finished the advanced copy of it. It's called Nothing Can Hurt You by Nicola May Goldberg. She went to college in upstate New York, and this fiction thriller is based on a true story. It is about a college student who was murdered by her boyfriend. And I said that this book is kind of just asking to be turned into a Netflix series or an HBO series, kind of Big Little Lies sort of thing. It's got that kind of episodic nature to it, wherein each chapter is told from a different point of view and kind of the ripple effects of the murder that's happened throughout the community. So one chapter might be narrated by the boyfriend. One chapter might be narrated by the old roommate. One chapter might be narrated by a professor of the student. It leads into each chapter very well by kind of introducing background characters in the previous chapters into being major characters later on in the story. It's absolutely phenomenal. I hope it breaks big when it comes out in the spring.
Comes out in the spring, and so it's a novel.
It's a novel based on something that happened when the author, you know, was in college, kind of researching the story. But there is, it's all told fictionally.
All right. Well, the name of that book is Nothing Can Hurt You. It's by Nicola May Goldberg, and that will come out early next year. Anything else going on in the bookstore you want to tell us about? Any cool things?
Next month in November, we always ask our customers to round up their change for charity. Next month will be our Book Angels program.
Oh, that's great.
In which we buy books for children at Christmas time that may not otherwise get books.
Fantastic.
So if you'd like to donate money to that, we're always giving out thousands of books every year.
That's great. Very nice. Good initiative. Well, for more information on Northshire Bookstore and the great work they do, you can go to their website. It's northshire.com or visit them in Manchester and Saratoga. Chris, a great pleasure to have you back. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me,
Very
Jeff.
Nice to have you here. Again, you can find the book picks. Either you can go to the Northshire site, northshire.com, or you can go to our site. The whole list is there. WAMC.org/bookpicks. WAMC.org/bookpicks. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.